Vocal percussion on a whole nother level, coming from my mind. Vocal percussion on a whole nother level, coming from my mind. Welcome to the Commie House. This week, we recap episodes 5 and 6 of Sunny Boy, Spy Family releasing in April, and Crystal wraps up JoJo's Bizarre Adventures, Stone Ocean. New episode drops on Thursday. Let's start this episode preview. Spy Family's not even in there. Just like, it's pretty clear.
It's pretty clear. All right.
So the last time I went, for which was... like two weeks ago, they really didn't have nothing. It was pretty clear. Like, you know how when you like open the door and you walk in and it's like that little sidewall and it has like, it's kind of more of like.
The more recent stuff?
Yeah, the recent stuff. That bitch was cleared. Nothing. Damn. Nathan.
Yeah, no. There are a few friends of mine. I keep trying to get to read Spy Family, but they're like, no. But when that anime drops, they're going to be all over that.
Listen, read it now because the manga market forecasts are right. The bitch is gonna sell out soon. Okay, so.
I should complete it while I'm.
Buy the little bitch now. Because when I went to the manga shop,
we was really on the edge of our seat.
I was on the edge of my seat on some of the fights. Because, I mean, damn, Jolene was really out here fighting for her life.
Yeah.
And it was extremely like.
She really fucking was.
She was really out here.
It was extremely dangerous situations. Yes. And then, you know what makes it
robots and bitches' bodies?
Yes. You know what makes it so good is that it's not usually the, like, it is the power of the stand, right? Mm-hmm. Whereas in most, like, shonen, it's the power of the person that's going to kill the person. But it's really the circumstances that these stands create that kill people. You know what I'm saying? Of course, there's a couple of them that will kill you, you know, punch a hole through your chest type shit. But those ones that aren't, like, so physical, like the girl with the robot, what was the name? Mary Lynn.
Why are they making so dramatic like that? Remember when they, like, introduced them and they were like...
Oh, my God. Then his power picked up them pins and played that little...
That little thing on the piano.
He was showing off. He's flexing. He's like, yo, check this.
He doesn't really talk. So when he comes up to you, he's going to come like really close to his face. You may smell his breath.
Yeah, you're going to feel the nose breath on your face. Mm-hmm. It's like.
First of all, COVID.
Need those 6 feet.
Thing about him, though, he got the coolest fucking music. Like, his music, when it's his scene...
He's so fly.
It's fucking fly, bro.
It's so good.
It's fucking fly.
I love Rutherford.
But I just want to rewind it back to the ghost room.
Right? He's just a bat. Oh, the ghost room?
We finally took Crystal to the ghost room.
Yeah, the ghost room, Crystal.
Then you got the nigga with the pink hair that just, like, seen Jolene and was like, fuck this bitch. And left the room. Why? Did you notice that shit? He was in the room and then she came in there and she was talking... Unimpressed.
Mm-mm. Next.
Oh, cuts to Miss Aki talking to Asakaze.
I'm tired of her.
And she sees and compliments him. Asakaze plays it off, but here we start seeing Miss Aki.
He's eating it up, bro.
He's eating up. Miss Aki starts to groom him. She just puts him in his bosom.
Just right in there. Mm-hmm.
She snatches his head and just like,
right,
get in here.
Get right in the titty. Just like you know when like women have big titties and they have just like that cup, like that little, this like, it's like a little shelf right here at the
shelf,
top.
The boobie shelf.
They're like right there. Mm-hmm. They be sitting their phone and shit right there. That's what she did. She said,
sit on the shelf.
Right in the shelf.
And it's like she's manipulating the shit out of him.